This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Today, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to start a series in Ramadan, just like every Ramadan. It's going to be Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, very short after Fajr. But before I start the series, I want to remind myself and remind you, every Ramadan, we start a halaqa on the side that stays till shuruq. Why do we do that? In order to apply the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whomsoever do five things, he will get the ajr of hajj and umrah. The ajr of hajj and umrah without leaving your city, without spending a penny, without anything. You pray fajr and jama'ah, we just finished the first one. Second, you stay in the same masjid. You don't have to be in the same spot, in the same masjid. Remembering Allah, not talking about dunya matters. Remembering Allah, you wait till the sun to rise. And then after that, 12 minutes, you pray two rak'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you will get the ajr of hajj and umrah, tamma, complete. So you can sit on your own and read Quran and do adhkar, or you could join us, inshallah ta'ala. We are studying something that we all need, which is to improve our manners. Tayyib. This topic that I will be discussing on in Fajr, I would probably say it is one of the most important topics I've ever studied. And when I heard this talk from this sheikh, of course, he's in jail. All the good shiukh are in jail. I was so amazed, and I said, I have to share this with my beloved brothers and sisters. You bought an app, and this app has all shiukh on earth, the best of shiukh, all excellent aqidah, the best of reciters. You text a question, they will answer you, the best fatawa. But your phone does not work. All this great stuff will not benefit you. It's not going to be of any benefit to you. Because the reception is not there. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with the message of Islam, there were people who saw him, who lived with him and died as kuffar. And there are men and women who listened to him and were able to change the world. And as a matter of fact, they are one of the reasons why we are here. So how come? How come? The same message, Allah said, وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَسْمَعُوا وَتَرَاهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Subhanallah. You are calling them to Allah. You are giving them this guidance, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they cannot hear it. They hear it, but they do not listen. And they look at you. They see you. They are looking at you, but they do not see you. That's why Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. And there are a group of humans engine which are dedicated to the hellfire. Who are they? They have hearts, but they do not perceive with their hearts. They have eyes. They do have eyes, but they do not see with the eyes. They have ears, and they do not hear with their ears. These are, Allah said, these are just like cattle, just like a cow and a sheep. And then he said, no, they are worst. And these are the heedless ones. So the source of knowledge, there's nothing wrong with it. As a matter of fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has the perfect knowledge, the perfect character, the perfect guidance. It is me and you. How come the same book, the same sunnah, changed the world, and now we all know what the Ummah is in. The turmoil in Gaza, in Yemen, in China, in Bangladesh, in Kashmir, in Hind, everywhere. How come it is the same book? It is the same guidance. Just like Rasulullah ﷺ said, on the day of judgment, I saw people coming, prophets coming with one person and others with a rat, yani around 10 people. And one prophet came with nobody, no followers. The problem is not in the messengers. These are men chosen by Allah, and they are sincere, 100%. Allah chose them. The problem is with the receivers. The problem is with the receivers. That's why some men listened to this from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and completely transformed. And some men, no, didn't do nothing to them. Umar radiallahu an, he used to, subhanAllah, mistreat his slave girl day and night. And when he stops at night, he used to tell her, I only stopped because I got bored. I only stopped torturing you because I'm bored. And then he went to his sister and read Surah Taha, and boom, this man completely changed. They used to say the donkey of Umar will become a Muslim, but Umar will never become a Muslim. And he became Mubashshar bil Jannah, guaranteed Jannah, second Khalifa. What happened? The same Quran that Abu Jahl heard. Same Quran that Abu Lahab heard. It is the receiving factor. This is what we will be discussing, is amal qalbi. I could talk to you about being good to the parents, tahajjud, hijab, but all of that, if it's not based on a strong heart that is ready to accept, put the hijab on. Boom, they ripped their clothes and put the hijab. Stop alcohol. The Medina had rivers of alcohol. Immediately, instantly. How can we receive and how can we get to this level? There are seven feelings that we should have towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order to be able to get to that level. And inshaAllah ta'ala, every time it's my turn to speak, we will mention one feeling. And trust me, bi-idhnillah, with open hearts and sincerity from both of us, you will feel that this is the best Ramadan and this is the best lecture you will ever hear, because it changed my life. And in bi-idhnillah, it will change yours. Jazakum Allah khair. You could join us inshaAllah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.